strap in and hold on. The fastest 2 hours of radio is going green. The Lead Lap. The Lead Lap, the longest running NASCAR radio show in East Tennessee. Presented by Food City. Value every day. Also brought to you by Bush's Beans, Bobcat of Knoxville, Bill Cox Furniture, Beginning Point Land Survey, Cox General Contracting, CFI Insulation, Phoenix Conversions, and Ted Russell Ford. The Lead Lap is produced in part by Trendsetters Media Group. We print everything. Now, let's go to the top of the pit box. Your pit boss for the Lead Lap, Ron Morton.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Welcome back. Our featured artist spotlight today, Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line. Cash's first number one hit. Also, that song, Chris Corham's in the Grammy Song Hall of Fame. I didn't even know they had a Grammy Song Hall of Fame.
I don't know that I did either, but that one is well worthy to be in it.
Well worthy to be in it. They're racing in Daytona, 3.61 miles, 14 turns. It's road course racing. They'll be racing on the part of the road course there that they run for the Rolex 24. Visually, I want to take you through that. They're going to start at the start-finish line, which is where they always start. But instead of running straight down into turn one, they'll pick up the road course before you get into turn one. They'll run the Rolex 24 road course through turn two. They'll come out of that in four and five, and then they'll get back into turn one and turn six. They'll go through the normal oval, and they'll come back down the back straightaway. They'll get about three-quarters of the way down the back straightaway before they hit turn nine. They'll have a bus stop or a chicane there to slow them down before they get into turn 10, which it technically is turn three on the oval. And then they'll come out of that, and they'll hit 13. They'll have another chicane, which is a brand new chicane or bus stop, and coming out of turn 13, which is technically out of turn four, slowing them down before they hit the tri-oval in turn 14. That's what the road course looks like. It's 3.61 miles long, and they're going to be running that today in the Xfinity race, and tomorrow you can catch that on NBC or on Sirius XM, wherever you decide to listen or watch. We're happy to welcome Stephen Brand, manager at Southeast Bank and sponsor of the event we're at, which is Dog Days 4. I'm calling it the Dog Days of Summer. It is an aquatic canine competition in the Village Green Shopping Center going on, started yesterday, going on today, and also tomorrow. Welcome in, Stephen.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, we're glad that you're in. So you're with Southeast Bank, and you guys are a major sponsor, not just of this event, but also of the Farragut Shopping Alliance, or Shop Farragut, where you guys do certain things and try to bring in revenue and business to the business owners in Farragut area.
You hit it on the head, yeah. We always enjoy coming out to things like this. I mean, look around you at an event like this. You've got Shop Farragut, you've got the Farragut Business Alliance, the Doc Dogs, they're putting on a great event. I would say if you're out there listening, come on down. They've got tents up. The rain has cleared away. We've got a lot of things going on today. The dogs are jumping, I think, what, 25, 30 feet, something crazy like that. So come on down. It's a great event.
Yeah, it is a great event, and the rain has cleared out. We're starting to see people roll in, and I've been told that it's an open event, that if you've got a dog, you can just kind of come down, sign up, and see what your dog's got.
That's my impression as well. I had a Pomeranian, so I don't think he would do too well today.
Probably match him with the wiener dogs.
I don't think he would do that well. If there was a pool out there, he'd jump into it, but he's not getting into this thing out here.
You know, and to my knowledge, there's not classes of dogs. It's like Ron said, an open competition. So most of the dogs that I've seen that do the jumping are pretty sporty, athletic dogs. So I was wondering, talking to Ron, I wonder if my dog, I'd have brought him, man. I'm a very competitive person. I'd like to see if my dog would actually
see what he's got in him.
I don't think he would have been nationally qualified to be able to do this, but bring your kids out. Like Steven said, bring your kids out. I see a lot of people here with their kids to watch the dogs, because it's, I'm sure, always a fan-friendly event. And, you know, we got Ron and I were talking earlier, Steinmarsh is closing. It'd be a great time to come down and check out Steinmarsh and some of the shops here at Village Green.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got a lot of sponsors out here today. Come down. You can look around. Great things for the kids. I see a dartboard over here with Velcro on it. That looks like a great time. I've got my son. He's six. He'll come out a little bit later on today. So come out, enjoy the community, and see what we can do.
So you've been with Southeast Bank for a while, and you guys obviously, like we said earlier, are corporate sponsor here of not just this event, but of all the things that the Farragut Shop Farragut does. Talk to us a little bit about how that works and kind of what your initiatives and vision is for Shop Farragut.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the reason why we're a part of Shop Farragut is a lot of folks don't know this, but we're actually headquartered in Farragut. So when people say your local bank, we're truly your local bank. When you open an account with us, a checking account, a CD, things like that, that goes back into the community. It helps build subdivisions. It helps build nursing homes. It helps people buy automobiles and things along those lines. So that's what we're really proud about. The money, when you give it to us, it doesn't go to Atlanta, doesn't go to Charlotte, doesn't go to New York. It stays in the community which you're in. But what we like to do is promote small businesses. And so if you look around here, pretty much every one of these tents is a small business, just like you and I, just trying to get by, especially with everything going on right now. You know, it's a different time, and you guys know that more than I do. But just come out. Let's support local. Let's give back to the community. It's a great time to get out of the house right now. If you guys have been like me, we've been cooped up for months and months and months. People are keeping their distance here. You've got masks on. It's a great event. It's a great event.
Yeah, and speaking of banking, I know, you know, everything's weird everywhere you go. I mean, are you open on the inside of your branches, or is it drive-through only?
That's a great question. So what we've done, we've kind of gone to the model like a lot of banks right now. We're working on appointment only.
Okay.
So if you got a safe deposit box, you want to come and open an account, things like that, come in, give us a call. We'll open the door for you. We're sanitizing in between each customer. Drive-through, of course, that's natural. If you have some things you'd like to do through the drive-through, we normally wouldn't do. We're trying to, you know, fulfill those requests. But absolutely, we're open for business. Give us a call. We've got 5 locations here in Knoxville and 14 overall.
We're talking to Stephen Brand. He is a manager at the Southeast Bank, sponsor of this event, Dog Days of Summer. You guys have got branches where?
So we've got, we're all the way from Chattanooga out to Fountain City.
Okay.
So just here in the greater Knoxville, we've got a Fountain City, Hardin Valley, Farragut, Bearden, and our Lenoir City is office okay. as well.
So you're truly a local bank.
Yep.
Local lender, roots right here in the community, decision-making right here.
It's almost like I prepped you up for that. Yeah, but yeah, you're exactly right. Here's the one thing I like. If you call our 1-800 number, it's ringing the Cedar Bluff.
Okay.
Right? If you come in and apply for a loan for us, we've got to call upstairs. We don't call a different city, right? We do local approvals. We do things like that. Your documents get approved. We go to Cedar Bluff. So we're not sending your stuff off. Everything's here. We know our customers. We're ingrained in the community. It's just a little bit different feel. I would encourage anybody. Nobody needs a sales pitch right now. We just say we would encourage you to come out, give us a shot, give us a try. Let us tell you why we're different, but let us show you why we're different.
Yeah, and I agree, you know, during this crazy time, I mean, a lot of your corporate mergers, I know some of the other guys have merged and become bigger, and they're still touting that they're locally owned, local decisions, but it's just not true. I mean, and I know that firsthand, it's not true. They're not local decisions. A lot of times it's some sort of scoring system where they run it through this automated system. You can't get to anybody to meet with them or do anything like that. So that's a breath of fresh air to know you guys are here serving the small business owners during the COVID craziness.
We try to be a part of the community. We try to put our mouth and show what we do, but we like to show it as well. So we would encourage folks to come out. But you hit on the spot. There's a room for everybody in banking, right? So there's a place for the regional banks, the large banks. We need them. But we try to show, if you need something local, you want to come talk to us face-to-face, come down and see us. You'll feel it.
Well, and I agree with that. You know, a lot of things that were out of style that really got big and corporate and international, I think we're finding a lot of authenticity. And the cool part of that is you can talk to somebody face-to-face. And like you said, if you got to get loan approval or whatever, you call upstairs. You don't call New York or Chicago. I mean, it's here. And for people, I think, in a mid-sized market like Knoxville, Tennessee, I think that's a great thing.
It's perfect, yeah. We're very proud of what we offer. And the other thing, too, is typically if you go with a smaller bank, or a local bank, you sacrifice on your, say, electronic banking or mobile banking or things like that. But we offer first-class service in all of those as well. So we've really got a pretty good suite of products. Our checking accounts are first to none. We get 2% on a checking account, which is pretty great right now, if you look around. But we encourage you, come on down, check us out.
Stephen Brand joins us here on the Lead Lap, Southeast Bank Manager. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your sponsorship of this event and being active in the community. Just like us, without our sponsors, we couldn't do what we do, and I'm sure they love your support and your ability to come out for Shop Farragut.
Well, we appreciate you guys having us, and thanks for coming out as well. You guys bring a lot of spotlight here, and to think I'm on 99.1 right now, wouldn't believe it, right?
You're going to get a lot of Twitter followers after you get out.
There you go. There we go.
Probably a million. You'll go to a million.
At least a million.
Yeah. Easy. Quick. Yeah. Easy.
Just don't say anything bad.
Oh, absolutely not.
You might get 2 million.
No.
All right, that's Stephen Brand sitting down with us here on the Sports Animal on Lead Lap. We are live at the Dog Days of Summer event. And Chris Corum, looks like they've changed it up a little bit. It looked like some height. They're not going for distance anymore. Now they're going for height.
Yeah, I noticed that. And there goes that black lab, man. He can really get some height. And as the sun tries to peek out here, so if you were putting off maybe rolling down here because it was raining, the rain has stopped. The sun's trying to peek out. And I think they're going to have a great event here today, Ron.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let's get back to racing. The Xfinity Series is today at 3 p.m. Trucks tomorrow at 12 noon. And the Cup Series races tomorrow at 3 p.m. They're racing in Daytona, and we had some breaking news just a minute ago. Let's go to Sam Foreman with that breaking news out of Daytona.
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier in news and notes. It broke about – well, RCR statement came out about 30 minutes before we took the air. Really started breaking right about the time we ended our first segment. But a statement from Richard Childress Racing, this morning RCR Racing's NASCAR Cup Series driver Austin Dillon tested positive for COVID-19. In accordance with NASCAR safety protocol, Dillon is self-quarantining away from RCR's facility and will not compete in this weekend's NASCAR Cup Series race at the Daytona International Speedway Road Course. Austin's wife, Whitney, and son, Ace, remain healthy and symptom-free. I apologize because I'm probably going to butcher this name. I'm not 100% sure how it's supposed to be pronounced. Kaz Gorela will drive the number 3 Chevrolet for RCR this weekend. And, guys, it's being reported that Dillon started to experience mild symptoms. That's what prompted him to be tested. And as we learned from the Jimmy Johnson testing positive earlier in the season, he's going to need 2 negative tests over more than a 24-hour period or 10 days after the first positive test, and he has to be fever-free for a minimum of 24 hours without the use of medication before he'll be cleared to return. So big news for RCR. Good news for RCR and Austin Dillon. He is locked into the field, of course, for the playoffs with that win earlier this season. But tough one as we now have the second positive case for a driver at the Cup Series of COVID-19 since they've come back from the COVID-19 pause.
Yeah, man, that's the world we're living in right now, and it's a good shot that, Sam. It's Kaz Gorela, who actually has run some truck series races, and a lot of people might say, why don't he get one of the Xfinity ringers or whatever? I think NASCAR going into this weekend had said you can run only one event, the truck series race, the Xfinity race, or the Cup race. Due to the lack of experience on the track, they didn't want a cup driver to run an Xfinity race today and then really have a big advantage going into tomorrow. So I think that's why they had to choose Kaz Gorela there to drive that car. They couldn't get an Xfinity driver to do that. So, it's a crazy world we're living in with positive tests and people getting sick, and who could have ever predicted that this time last year? But, man, that's just where we're at, Ron.
That's Austin Dillon testing positive. He will not be racing in Daytona this weekend. Kaz Gorela taking over the number 3 in tomorrow's race. Been caught up in the COVID-19 policy that NASCAR has put into place. Those guys are having their temperatures taken as they come in and out of the facility, and it's understood that didn't pass that and tested positive and is going to be sitting out. I do want to remind people that it's possible that he could be back in his ride by this coming weekend. Jimmy Johnson did that earlier in the year when he tested out, and got a negative test on Monday, and then waited again on Wednesday, got a negative question, a negative test, and was back in the 48 on that following weekend. So we hope that RCR is able to get Austin Dillon back in the car going into next weekend's event, and I'm sure that they hope that as well. But once again, if you're just tuning in, Austin Dillon testing positive for COVID-19 will not run tomorrow's race, Chris Corum.
Yeah, okay, so hopefully we can go forward and everyone tests negative. You never know who's going to pop up. You know, you hear Major League Baseball, NFL, man, I don't know where this is going. I think we're all over it and ready to get back to normal, but that's just not quite the case. As we even talk about SEC football, I think we're all holding our breath, and because, I mean, that'd be a catastrophic impact not only on this Knoxville community, but many others as well. I heard, Ron, that it's a $42 million per home game revenue impact in Knoxville, Tennessee. When you
University,
yep. When University of Tennessee's playing, and I think that's overall, you know, with convenience stores, hotels, the whole thing. So
economic impact
of the football game. So, you know, you're looking at big money and revenue loss that can never be recovered if they don't get to play football. The same thing with cup races or baseball or anything is the economic impact if you don't get to have an event. So. But speaking of events, like we said, the skies have cleared here. The sun's trying to peek out, and dogs are jumping.
Yeah, and whether you're a big NASCAR fan or a non-NASCAR fan, a gearhead, race fan, whatever, tune us in on Saturdays. I will have to say that NASCAR has led the way in major sports as far as putting fans back in the stands. Chris Corum, I can't imagine had NASCAR not taken the lead on putting fans back in at major events, showing them that it can be done with fans at Bristol, and initially started putting servicemen back in the stands early on, and to my knowledge, they've not had any hot spots or outbreaks. They've been successful at bringing fans back, and you know, like I said, whether you're a big NASCAR fan or not NASCAR fan, you can thank NASCAR for the fact of leading the way, and hopefully college football will follow in behind that. Use them as an example of why they should play.
Yeah, I think so too, Ron. And like you said, Bristol had 30,000 fans. Then Texas, I think, had a limited number of fans. They did a study on all those fans to see if there were any hot spots, and there were not. Now, were they just lucky? You know, racing, auto racing, has got a little different set of circumstances. I mean, it's not like Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch are face-to-face in competition. They may be face-to-face in the pits after the race for some reason or another, but it is a little bit easier to be able to have an event. Now, I will say and reiterate what we talked about last week, I do think that people in motorsports, and maybe I'm a little partial, but they are the most resilient, most creative, toughest people in the world. They'll figure out how to do it. I see a lot of other sports that figure out how to disagree and argue about it and have strikes and salary caps, and you don't see that in motorsports. You do in Formula One, but not necessarily in other forms of motorsports. So
those guys just want to race.
They just want to race. Yeah, they just want to compete. Yeah, they just want to.
The money's nice, but if they had to, they'd run for a trophy.
They surely would. And so I think that's what you see. I think you see the resiliency of people figuring out how to do it. And if you really want to do anything, you're going to figure out how to do it. And not argue about it and get all drugged down by the little petty nuances. So I'm proud of NASCAR and proud of motorsports in general that's figured out how to keep on keeping on in arguably the most difficult circumstances we've ever seen, Ron.
He's Hat Man Chris Corum. I'm the pit boss, Ron Morton. Callie Corum self-quarantining for the next 9 or 10 days. I don't know if she'll be back with us Saturday or not. She did not test positive, but she was exposed. So she's going to sit out a little bit before we bring her back. We we wish her well and wish that her quarantine goes well. And she does a whole lot of studying and just gets a lot smarter while she's in that. Hashtag Small Business Strong rolls on. We're live from the Dog Days of Summer Canine Competition. Your picks and does Jimmy Johnson make the playoffs? 865-656-9900. 865-656-9900. It's an all-cash weekend on the lead lap. It's time to get some news and notes with the foreman.
News and notes brought to you by Cox General Contracting. Call Cox.
Last week, NASCAR was at Michigan for Cup Series and Truck Series action, and at Road America in the Xfinity Series, where it was Austin Cindric claiming the checkered flag for his fourth win of the season. Meanwhile, at Michigan last week, Zane Smith got the win in the Truck Series, while Kevin Harvick stole the show in the Cup Series, taking home the win in both Saturday and Sunday's races. Your top five from last Saturday was Harvick, followed by Brad Keselowski in second, Martin Truex Jr. third, Ryan Blaney fourth, and Kyle Busch fifth. Your top five from Sunday was Harvick, followed by Denny Hamlin in second, Martin Truex Jr. in third, Kyle Busch fourth, Joey Logano fifth. This weekend, NASCAR returns to Daytona to take on the road course, and yes, you did hear that right. In the Cup Series, Harvick will be on the pole, and Denny Hamlin will join him in row one thanks to NASCAR's new three-part formula to determine the starting lineup. That new formula will put three of the four Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas in the top four to start the race on Sunday, as Martin Truex Jr. will start third, Kyle Busch fourth, Denny Hamlin in second on the front row. Also in NASCAR news, we did learn this week that Christopher Bell will take over the number 20 car for JGR next season. And your breaking news, as we mentioned earlier, coming out of NASCAR today, RCR's Austin Dillon has tested positive for COVID-19 and will be out of action for this weekend's race. That's news and notes brought to you by Cox General Contracting. Got a building project? Call Cox.
Now, back to the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Lead Lap. Brought to you in part by Phoenix Conversions and Bobcat of Knoxville.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone.
It's an all-cash weekend here on the Food City Lead Lap. Folsom Prison Blues bring us back from the 1969 album, San Quentin. It's the man in black himself, Johnny Cash, and that's our spotlight artist. We are live from the Dog Days of Summer. It is a canine aquatic competition. Is that a good way to describe what
that's
we're
it.
Witnessing here?
Perfect.
Chris Gorham.
You hit it on the head.
And earlier when we got here, Dog Named Earnhardt was leading.
That is right. Talking about division. People in motorsports being resilient, we got a dog named Earnhardt leading. I was driving out here, and the weatherman says raining cats and dogs, but all I saw was dogs when I got here. So.
It was all dogs, and what I noticed when I got here is these cats are fast.
That's right. They are.
We are live once again in the Village Green Shopping Center here in Farragut. You can get on Interstate 40, get off on the Campbell Station Road exit. That's the second Turkey Creek exit. Come up to Kingston Pike. Hang a ride. Actually, you can come in the side entrance. You don't even have to come to Kingston Pike. You'll see us out in the parking lot. Plenty of room to socially distance. Well, you can bring a mask if you want. And come, bring the family. It's free. Lots of games to play for the kids. Lots of Shop Farragut businesses here that you can talk with. And we just love to see you come out. It's today and tomorrow. And we're going to be here until 12 noon today. It's racing in Daytona. It's the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the UNOH 188, today on the road course at 3 o'clock. And then tomorrow, it's a doubleheader. It's the Gander RV Outdoor Truck Series taking the track at 12 o'clock tomorrow for some road course racing, followed and concluding with the NASCAR Cup Series at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And you can catch that on MRN, SiriusXM, if you're a radio guy like Chris and I, or you can catch that on NBC. Let's go straight to the Bobcat of Knoxville speed line, and let's get Lynn's arch nemesis, Tyler. Tyler, welcome to the Food City Lead Line.
Oh, what did Lynn say? The racing was good last weekend. I ain't heard much.
Lynn called you out earlier. He said you'd call in at the last minute. And he said you'd call in at the last minute and have something negative to say. He said you didn't stand a chance in the Ted Russell Ford Fantasy League.
Okay. I've done shown him up in his first year. I've been being in it. I mean, I didn't cash out already. So I'm running text I can cash. You know what I mean?
So, he said that you were a Kyle Busch and Alabama fan, and that puts you at a disadvantage right off the bat.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, I do have COVID-18 because I'm sick of watching Kyle Busch lose. Right. Well, I do have that going.
Well, hey, a guy called into work last week, and he said, I'm going to be late. I got a case of Corona, but he said, I only got a couple left. I should make it by noon.
Yeah. I tell you what. Oh, boy.
Okay.
We look horrible at Michigan, though. You know what I mean? I mean, we ran in the top 10 most of the time. I don't know. I wasn't pleased with last weekend at all. If I wanted to watch Daytona and Talladega, guess where I'd want to be? Daytona and Talladega. I don't want to go to Michigan and go watch it. You know what I mean? And I just, boy, it'd be something different. But anyways, so you said the driving question of the day was whether Jimmy Johnson would make the playoffs or not, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Ron, I want you to tell me the reason why Jimmy would make the playoffs. I got a bunch of reasons why he won't.
Well, he could get a win in the next four races. That might get him in on the win-win.
Possibly tomorrow. He's a great road course racer who does have experience on this racetrack.
He's changed his paint scheme, which could bring him some new luck.
Can happen.
A lot of superstition in stock car racing. So they've gone as far as to completely change the look of the car. Still got the same ally sponsor, but a whole new look. So there's two reasons.
Well, I got you three or four that are not. So if you look outside the nine, I want someone to point me out of a dominant Hendrick car. They can't do it in the 88. They can't do it in the 24. And they can't do it in the 48. I don't think he has the legit speed to do it. People want to talk about, he's a seven-time champion, but you're going to have speed. And he's not competing in the top five like Kyle Busch and don't have a win. You're going to be up front to win. I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, he can slip up and get a win. But I have yet to see that 48 car come out and just be dominant. You know what I mean?
As far as dominance, I don't think we could really talk about anybody except for the 4 and the 11 and possibly the 2. I've seen flashes of inspiration there from the 48, but some Jimmy Johnson mistakes has actually taken them out of contention. I mean, I think they're a top 8 or 10 car right now, and if there's a chance for Jimmy to win a race, I think it's a scenario like tomorrow's race. If you remember the Roval last year, he and Martin Truex actually kind of took each other out on the last corner, and Ryan Blaney won. So Jimmy Johnson, a pretty sporty road racer, too.
Tyler, let me add this. Did you forget about the number 9? You didn't mention the number 9 when you mentioned all the Hendrick cars.
Well, I said outside the 9, who has been dominant? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Outside the 9 and that's stable.
Just making sure there wasn't fake news going on here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'd like to forget about the 9 if you gave me the opportunity to, though.
Callie won't let you do that.
Oh, I know. Chase Elliott, that's my boy. I hear it every Saturday besides the last two, so. tell her, Chris, that we miss her on the radio, and I'm sorry she's been exposed to COVID, but we miss her. So,
I will absolutely tell her. I talk to her every day, so I'll let her know that you have missed her talking about Chase Elliott.
She's out with COVID-9.
Yeah, and I miss her.
She's got COVID-9 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been exposed to COVID-9.
Yeah. Other from that, boys, I don't know. The 48's just spotty. I don't know how else to explain it. From that, like I said, I'm like Ron too. I watched the 48 win everything from 2006 to 2017. I mean, I got so sick of watching the 48 win, so it don't bother me not, letting him win or whatnot. I don't care. I've seen him win 7 championships and 85 wins. So to me, it's all right watching him lose every week. It don't bother me at all.
He did have his day in the sun, sure enough. But, I think for nostalgic reasons or A lot of people would like to see him go out on top. Like Jeff Gordon got a win at Martinsville his last season. I think a lot of people would like to see him, you know, anybody of that caliber win a race before they get done.
Right. I've never seen anybody fall off like that before in my life, though. I mean, it's like after that Texas win in 2017, it's like he ain't been able to find the driver's seat since. I don't know what happened.
We could say that about the 18 this season.
Correct. But yeah. In this season, but what I'm trying to say is it's like they've changed aero packages and everything since 2017, and there's not been one package to benefit him or hurt him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been the same performance consistently through 3 years, and I don't know. It's a world I've ever seen in my life.
It is strange how it works. I've seen people that were absolutely unbeatable that got to a point where they couldn't get the car out of the trailer without tearing it up, and it's just a strange phenomenon you don't want to be a part of. But everybody goes through it, man, and we'll see.
Well, all I got. I'm in Charlotte today, so I'm in the headquarters. So I'm in North Carolina giving you a phone call. But, boys, I appreciate it. We're going to watch 18 win Sunday, even though I do have the 11th pick, though. So I do have a good pick. I don't have my name in the hat at all. So we got to turn it around.
All right, man, get it turned around, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, we'll see, boys.
Thanks, Tyler.
That's Tyler joining us. Always just a bit controversial, Tyler, on the other sound. And like Lynn said, he is a Alabama fan.
And a Kyle Busch country. Fan. You're only going to have so much credibility. Yeah. Only so much credibility being an Alabama and a Kyle Busch fan. My brother-in-law is an Alabama and a Kyle Busch fan.
I felt like he was kind of trying to mislead the audience a little bit. He didn't really talk about the number 9 much. Kind of got to stick up for Callie.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, if she'd have been here, she'd have called him out.
She surely would have.
So that one's for you, Callie. I think they call that a proxy.
Yeah, yeah.
Proxied for you as you're in quarantine. We are live at the Dog Days of Summer event in Village Green Shopping Center. We'll be here until 12 o'clock today, but they'll be here much later. The rain is out. The vendors are set up. We're in the parking lot at the Village Green Shopping Center, and it is an aquatics canine competition. It's open to the public, from what I understand. You can come down if you ever think that your dog is a good dock diver, meaning he runs to the end of the dock and just you're in amazement of how far he springs out there. Bring him down here. They've got a competitive swimming pool set up here with measurements, and you can bring him down here and see what he's got. And they'll be here today and tomorrow. It's racing in Daytona. We're going to have a little bit of talking dirty on the other side of the hour. And, Daniel, hang with us. We'll be right back. This is the Food City Lead Lap.
Now, back to the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Lead Lap. Brought to you in part by Cox General Contracting and CFI Insulation.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day.
Welcome back, Sunday morning coming down by Johnny Cash, bringing us back in. It's an all-cash weekend on the Food City Lead Lap. Chris Gorm, it's been fun hearing a little Cash.
I've enjoyed it.
You've enjoyed it?
Enjoyed it.
Cash fan. You know, I think when you can come out with a T-shirt and all it says is Cash on it, you know you've arrived.
I've enjoyed it. I will have to admit my favorite Johnny Cash song is the remake of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt. So look that up for you that may want to hear that. Johnny Cash redid Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, and it was moving. Very good.
He's Chris Gorm, Hat Man. I'm Ron Morton, Pit Boss. Callie taking some time off, doing a little self-quarantine. She got the COVID-9, we have coined it. So she'll be home cheering on Chase Elliott in the road course race at Daytona. We're live at the Dog Days of Summer event in Village Green Shopping Center. We'll be here until 12 o'clock today. It's just west of Campbell Station Road on Kingston Pike. You can't miss it. Come on in. There's great vendors. It's sponsored by Shop Farragut. It is a true small business rolls on stop here on the Food City Lead Lap. With that said, let's get to Daniel's call. Daniel, you're on the Food City Lead Lap.
Good morning, Mr. Martin.
Hey, Daniel, what's happening?
Not much. Just out running the roads this morning with my nephew that's down from Ohio doing a little work for me.
Chris Corum's got his lip on the ground because you didn't say hello to him.
Well, I was getting there.
I knew you were getting there, Daniel. Good to hear your voice this morning.
How's it going today, Chris?
Man, everything's good. We're out here watching these high-performance dogs, man. You would be amazed how high and far these things can jump.
Yeah, I'm just glad to hear an Earnhardt's leading again.
Yep, that's right. Earnhardt's leading here right now. I'm not sure all the dogs' names, but we know that one's name, right, Ron?
Absolutely. If he stays out three or four, he might make it out of here.
That's right.
Well, you know, and I'm real glad that we're listening to Johnny Cash this morning.
Well, we picked that for you.
Little known fact, the first concert my mom and dad ever took me to was Johnny Cash in 1974 in West Berlin, West Germany.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad, you know, dad being in the Air Force, that's where he was stationed, and Johnny Cash came, so, you know, I was a big Johnny Cash fan, been all of my life.
Well, good. We're glad that we can play a little music here on the Lead Lap and keep it a little fun and jovial.
Yeah.
Pretty big word for me.
Of course, and you know who I'm picking today. I'm picking my good driver, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
You sticking with him, man.
I figure he's one of the few that actually have a chance to win because he's actually driven this road course race before. You know, I know he hadn't been the fastest car ever this year, but you know, I think having practice, this might actually do a little bit for him.
Well, that is one thing, Daniel. On a road course, I mean, you're looking at a lot of other components that make the car go around. The driver is a lot bigger part of the equation than on some of the big mile and a half tracks or whatever where you're counting on arrow.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, a pretty dang good road course driver, and like you said, he has one of the few drivers, him and Kyle Busch and a handful of the others that have actually been around this particular course.
Yep. But to answer your question, yeah, I think Jimmy will make the playoffs this year because I'm pretty sure he's going to win this weekend.
Okay, well, very good. Well, we'll put you down for Jimmy Johnson. You've been good sticking with him throughout the season, so we'll see if he can get it done there tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
All right, Daniel, we got you down. Anything else?
No, you guys just have a good day, and you be safe headed home.
We certainly will. We appreciate you calling, and we'll definitely be safe. You need to come on down. I know you're a dog guy. You need to come down and check out this event.
Yeah, I'll try to get Jennifer to take me on down there. Of course, you know I'm still not able to drive, so.
Yep, they'll be here today and tomorrow.
Yes,
all right, sounds good.
Well,
have a good day. We got you down.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Daniel.
All right, we're happy to be joined by Steve. Steve, what's your last name?
Krempaski.
I'll butcher that.
Yeah. Krempaski, three syllables. But so two syllables is dog days.
Dog days. There you go.
Dog days.
Steve's with Shop Farragut, and they are putting on the event here at the Village Green Chops here. It's your fourth year doing this.
It is. And Shop Farragut promotes all the Farragut businesses, but we do have quite a few people from out of town, not only with their dogs, but vendors that come in here. We got food trucks. We've got adult beverages and tons of other vendors that are here to help promote this shopping center and promote the dogs. And you're seeing some great dog jumps today.
Yeah, we have watched these guys. I think as we've been here a little bit longer, they're bringing out the faster dogs.
And well, they come as far away as Florida, Ohio, Indiana. We have dogs here from South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and across the Southeast. But there's even dogs from Niota and local dogs, too, because the Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs Club is the host of this regional competition. This is a sanctioned event by Dock Dogs International and leads to the World Championships, which you can watch on ESPN.
We were told earlier that it's an open competition, so if you think your dog is a dock dog, you can bring him down and he can jump?
Absolutely, but however, I think they're all sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to get a registration to be in the competition. Last night, we had local dogs just come over. We had 3 hours for local dogs just to try it, and that's a lot of fun, and people are just laughing. Well, LOL.
It's like American Idol, the auditions, I guess.
Absolutely.
Let's see if you can do it first.
Well, the whole idea is, of course, to spawn new champions and get the excitement, energy going, and the confidence of the dogs, because these people love their animals so much. They work hard at it, and it's a great spectator sport, too, even if you don't have a dog. And then we try to make it a little bit of festive by adding all these different vendors and food and beverages and you guys.
Well, we appreciate you having us, and it looks like the rain's moved out. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. Tell everybody real quick what they can expect today, the rest of the day, and tomorrow.
Well, they'll still be high jumping today, and later on this afternoon is a great event where they go vertical. Right now you're seeing all the horizontal stuff across the pool, but later on they'll get up to 12 feet high jumping up for a toy that is suspended over the pool. And then tomorrow we start up at 9 a.m. and it'll go till 5, concluding with the championship or the final rounds. Now these people want the points so they can move on to that world championship, so the dogs get better and better. Yeah, with each jump.
And this is a bonus points event, right? It's a wild card.
It is. And they add that on because they lost so many of these events early on with the COVID pandemic.
All right, Steve, we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate Shop Farragut and organizing the True Small Businesses. There's never been a more important time for a small business organization than there is right now.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, and that's why we got the best people to promote it.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate you. Great event.
Thank you, Steve.
All right.
We hope we'll
be carry back on the good
year.
Work.
That's
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Steve from Shop Farragut sitting down with us just a few minutes, letting you guys know what you can expect if you come on out to the Village Green Shopping Center the rest of the weekend. They'll be here today and tomorrow. It's pet-friendly. Chris Corum, I'm looking around. Your dog doesn't have to come and jump. He can come and bring him on a leash, and he can just hang out with his other dog friends.
Yeah,
dogs are my people.
Yeah, a lot of well-behaved animals around here just kind of checking it out. And bring your dog down here, too. I noticed they have hot dogs over there to eat, a lot of food vendors and, you know, shaved ice and a lot of cool things for the kids. So get on by here and check us out.
Hey, they're racing in road racing in Daytona real quick. Just drivers with road course wins are Kyle Busch with 4, Truex with 4, Elliott with 3, Harvick with 2, Bowyer, Hamlin, Johnson, Logano, Kurt Busch, and Blaney, all with 1 road course win. Bobby Allison holds the record for the most wins on a single road course with 6 victories at Riverside. He won in 71, 73, 75, 79, and 81. Here's Hall of Famer Bobby Allison on the Daytona road course.
I think it's going to be a good show. The Modern Cup guys, a lot of them are really, really tuned to this road racing stuff. They'll do a good job. The cars, the equipment is good. I think it'll be a really fun thing to watch and good race. It sounds good enough to me that I might come out of retirement. I wish.
That was Bobby Allison talking about the Daytona road course. We're packed for time. We're going to move to Chris Corum real quick, and we'll get a brief look into Talking Dirty.
Yeah, high spots on Talking Dirty. Mikey Marler is able to win at Florence. That's North-South 100 weekend. Rained out last night. They'll race tonight. We can't do Talking Dirty without talking about Kyle Larson. Man, oh, man, won the race at Knoxville. The one and only, they call it, no Knoxville Nationals. He ran second last night to David Gravel. UCRA Crates rained out tonight at Tazewell. 4:11 rained out. So a lot of rainouts last weekend. Smoky Mountain Speedway, Dale McDowell able to get the win, along with nostalgic victory Skip Arp in the Steelheads. Great racing weekend last week, North-South 100 tonight. Check out a racetrack whenever you can. They're not rained out. Go online and see who may be racing tonight. Have you been to a race lately?
Why not? He's Chris Corman. That's Talking Dirty, and it's brought to you weekly by Beginning Point Land Surveying. Land is expensive. Is somebody on yours? Call Beginning Point. All right. right, let's get our picks in real quick. Chris Corum, I'm going to let you go first.
Man, I'll tell you, let's talk about Jimmy Johnson. As is who I'm going to pick. Would love to see Jimmy win at this road course. Tyler said it ain't going to happen. A lot of people do. We'll see if he can get it done tomorrow.
A lot of people calling in, taking Truex for the win. He's got four road course wins under his belt in his career, but Chase Elliott is right behind him with three. I'm going to pick the COVID number nine, Chase Elliott, getting it done at Daytona. All right, Sam.
All right, I'm just going with a theory here. Not a lot of people have experience on this track, so I'm looking at the people who do. I'm going to go with the 18 of Kyle Rowdy Bush.
18, he's off the board. Who was your pick, Chris Corum?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. Get him down to 48, get him done. Daniel's pick is two. Hey, you've been listening to the Food City Lead Lap. Thanks for tuning us in, reminding you to set your Ted Russell Ford Fantasy Racing League lineup. Special thanks to the Shops of Farragut for hosting us today. We are hashtag Small Business Strong, and the tour rolls on. Big George's brother, my boss, the foreman, for pushing the buttons and filling in for self-quarantine, Callie. Broadcast engineer extraordinary Jay for keeping us on the air. And hello to my smoking hot wife, Sandy Morton. A humble thanks to you, our listeners, and our over-the-top sponsors. My greatest fan of all is my Heavenly Father. He sits right next to me at every race and can sit right next to you, too. All you have to do is call his name. The Lead Lap is produced locally by Trendsetters Media Group. We print everything and are dang good at it. Johnny Cash takes us to the house. You've been listening to the Food City Lead Lap. Been to the races lately? Why not?
I will let you down. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair.